when we got down to the end of the planning of the project, we were $25 million short. And the state of Ohio and OKI and the city of Cincinnati came together and said that we would put together the final $25 million would be a loan from the state of Ohio to the city of Cincinnati, and that loan's principal would be paid back not by the city of Cincinnati, but by OKI. It's never been done before in the state, so historic by any means, and it's what made the project finally go.
When will construction begin?
It's going to start this year, and I think it's going to take 2 years for the project to be completed.
So, when construction begins, give us an idea of where it's going to be.
If you're driving north on 71, it's going to be just past the Taft interchange, and same thing when you as you come south on 71, it's going to be about a mile north of the Taft interchange. The Taft interchange stays in place, so this interchange is really going to allow for the smooth traffic combined with the Taft interchange. If you're a driver, what you're going to notice is a lot less of the congestion at Taft, and you're going to be able to spread the amount of traffic going into uptown over two interchanges as opposed to one.
Of course, that's after it's finished. Now, while construction's taking place, what kinds of disruptions are there going to be both northbound and southbound on I-71?
Well, obviously, any major interchange that is being built is going to lead to some disruptions. But again, we're fortunate to have the Taft interchange in place. Also, the way that this interchange is engineered, a lot of the construction is going to be off the main line. So there are going to be disruptions, but it's not going to be a closure of the only interchange. It's going to allow for the interchange that's there at Taft to remain open. The disruption as they build this interchange, though it's going to be there, it's not going to be massive like it would under a normal circumstance. And that's just the way the interchange is engineered.
And it sounds like you're saying that we're going to have at our disposal, when this is finished, a new northbound exit, because you'll be able to get onto Martin Luther King Drive going north on 71.
And south as well.
And south, of course. We've all heard that this is going to have quite a strong economic impact on the area. Of course, this is the area not far from UC, not far from hospitals. What is the estimated economic impact going to be, and how is that going to manifest itself?
Well, we're talking about creating, I think, around 10,000 jobs or higher estimates. But I think what the important thing to remember comes economic development is that the uptown area is already an economic engine, and it's being choked by congestion. And what the interchange will do will allow for, obviously, the free flow of traffic to, from, and around Martin Luther King into uptown. You already have 60,000 jobs there. They're generally associated with high-end jobs because of the type of industries that are located there, the hospitals, the university. Even EPA's largest research lab is located in uptown. So the economic impact is going to be dramatic, and it's going to be a regional impact.
Polasinski says the new interchange will also give ambulances another route to speed patients to emergency rooms at hospitals in the area. Mark Polasinski is CEO of OKI, the Ohio-Kentucky-Indiana Regional Council of Governments. I'm Steve Hirschberg.